Good afternoon. The time is 12 o'clock, and it's time for Local Motion Machine. You're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM. We're licensed in Bella Vista. Studios up here on Round Mountain. And I want to thank you all for tuning in today. I want to let you know that programming on KKRN is supported by listeners like you and Mount Bernie and Fall River Theaters. The Mount Bernie and Fall River Theaters have been providing entertainment on Main Street in their small towns for decades. They continue to show first-rate movies every weekend in refurbished buildings and now feature digital sound and new comfortable seating. It's a great movie-going experience, and 3D can be seen at Mount Bernie Theater on Saturday nights when available. For information on what's playing, call 335-2605, 336-5030, or go to mountbernietheater.com or fallrivertheater.com. Once again, I want to thank everybody for joining Local Motion with Shane, and today I am very excited and pleased to let you know that I have two special musicians in our studio today, Jim Dyer and Jonathan Foster are joining me in the studio today. Guys, you want to say hello?
Hey, well, it's not morning anymore. I want to say good morning.
But don't say good, and don't be shy, guys.
Thanks for having us on Local Motion, Shane.
All right, and Jonathan and Jim are going to be sharing some of their music today, some of their old music, new music. They're going to be sharing what they've got going on in their lives and a new exciting project in their lives that might be affecting more than just themselves. So, guys, you want to start off with a song and we'll just go from there.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, let's we'll warm up on one of my tunes. This is Jonathan. this is called Mixing the Medicine. Might have been, should have been, could have been gone. In learning to heal, we all fall down. The caravanning slowly while the wheels turn round. Mixing up the medicine, drink it all down. But it's a long, hard road, but it's paved with gold. And it'll be no match. No match for this old soul. Burning matches off the mountain, watch them go down. Might have been, should have been, could have been gone. There's matches off the mountain, wash them all down. Learning to heal till the leaves turn brown. But it's a long, hard road, and it's paved with gold. And it'll be no match, no match for this old soul. What's in the punch bowl is too hard to see. Find them and forget them, let them all be. Cause life's a rubber hammer just with a small fee. Might have been, should have been, could have been me. Yeah, well, it's a long, hard road. It is paved with gold. And it'll be no match. No match for this old soul. Go on mixing up the medicine. Go and drink it all down. Might have been, should have been, could have been gone. Might have been, should have been, could have been gone. put your eggs in one basket, go call her up. Oh, but the devil's busy wearing them golden handcuffs and mixing up the medicine till you feel ill. Well, go and sell your soul for a box full of bills. Yeah, well, it's a long, hard road. It is paved with gold, and it'll be no match, no match for this soul. So go on mixing up the medicine, baby. Go and drink it all down. Might have been, should have been, could have been gone. Might have been, should have been, could have been gone.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Jonathan, that's not a song off your sabbatical CD, is it?
That's a new old song.
That's a new old song. That's one thing I didn't recognize.
Funny you should ask. Yeah, so I've kind of resurrected that. It was on the I had a project before the sabbatical project called The Ladies Demo, and it wasn't really a release, but it was a demo that had 10 original tunes on it, and this one's called Mixing Medicine. It was featured on that, and I decided to put it on my new release that's coming out this spring, and that tune's a kind of an ode to an old friend of mine, my adopted grandma Emma, and we used to sit on Sunday mornings and have a Bloody Mary or two, and I wrote that in her honor a couple of years ago.
That was your doctor you were drinking with, or? Is that?
Oh, my adopted grandma.
Oh, adopted grandma.
Well, yeah.
Cool grandma.
She's kind of a doctor, I suppose, in one sense or another.
Doctor of feel good. That's a cool grandma, having drinking Bloody Marys on Sundays, huh?
And I conned Mr. Jim. Well, he calls that one an earworm, so I got him and Tori Jim Dyer and Tori Pratt to sing some backing vocals on the new record on that track.
Yeah, the story with that is that that song gets stuck in my head, and I figured if it's going to get stuck in my head so often, that I'd at least better sing on it so that, you know,
yeah,
it does, have a little piece of it.
Good catchy tune. I do believe you performed that up here at the Hill Country Clinic last spring, and it seems like, I know I've heard it before, and
yeah,
seen you a couple times.
It's kind of a fun one to play, and you know, yeah, I'm sure I did. It's a regular on a set list, and so yeah, that'll be on the new project.
So what's your new project? What's it called?
Oh yeah, sure. Thanks, Jim. I brought a little. We're in the mixing. I call it phase three.
We're mixing up the medicine.
We're mixing
right
up the medicine on the record right now over at After Hours Recorders down in Reading, and the project's called Help Me Run, and it's gonna be another full length album. And I brought a little prototype artwork so Shane can see it and show everybody on the radio to your ears.
Oh,
at
yeah,
least.
Yeah. It's pretty.
Man, that looks good.
And so, yeah, very excited about it. And like I said, that's the only new old song on it. All these other tunes except for that one are far more recent in the writing and singing and recording phase. But that's one that kind of fit the mold sonically and message-wise, and plus I had some friends that knew it. It was kind of important. but yeah, enough about that. I mean, again, well, don't have a set release date. We're looking probably late March, early April. We're in the mixing phase. Mixing mastering should be done in the next few weeks, and then it goes out to print. And then I have to set a release date once I know the printing is underway and I get my filthy little paws on copies, I can set real dates and set some shows to support it. And
well, I really look forward to getting my hands on that. Boy, I've been playing the heck out of your sabbatical CD, and I know we get a lot of calls when I play that, and also play a lot of Jim Dyer. He's got quite a few things, irons in the fire, huh? With Mule Town and Jim Dyer Band. I play off his recently CD, Rembrandts on Red Walls.
And well, first of all, I want to say thanks to you so much for playing our music. And, you know, it's we get plays on other stations, but, you know, it seems to be the station where I hear feedback from people. And so it's good that they're out there listening. And I think people just really appreciate the station. And so, first off, thank you so much, Shane, for having for playing our music.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, and, well, here's a great opportunity for me to plug other musicians. You can go send your music into KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. And you can go to on our KKRN.org webpage, get that information, click on the Local Motion page. And if you have friends or family that aren't getting the opportunity to hear these two fine musicians at this time, we archive the shows. You can go to our KKRN.org webpage, scroll about halfway down. You'll find our programming schedule and click on Local Motion, and it'll take you to the archive page so you can listen to this program again at your pleasure. And yeah, and thanks for the compliment, guys. It's I have the easy end of the job. I just push the buttons and sweat over here while you guys make everything sound so good. So yeah,
thanks. Well, it's definitely a place you need your music, and they've got this wall of CDs in here, and all the local artists are kind of featured with their artwork facing out, and that's pretty darn cool too.
Well, it is, you know, and it's funny too that I know both you guys do a lot of your recording at the After Hour studio, and a lot of the musicians that send me their music have done their music at After Hour studio. Bruce Turgeon just helps a lot of local musicians here, and he actually plays on a lot of the CDs that are in here too, so that's kind of fun. And it's really fun for me that I've learned that you guys have fingers all throughout the community. I just keep meeting people that say, oh, yeah, I know the music you play. Have you heard this person? If you like Jim, you're going to like this guy. So you guys have opened up my world of music, too. So thanks for that, guys. Enough of that back-slapping stuff. How about another song?
Yeah, let's get a Jim Dyer tune cranking
here. Right, yeah, cool.
All right, well, let's do one off of the Mule Town record. This one's called Skeleton Key. Blind spot mirror, but I still couldn't see. Angel wings, demons, the great divide in me. 30 tons of baggage, a skeleton key. Take a look, baby, gotta set them all free. Wasteland forests with daggers for trees. Waiting for a raindrop and praying for peace. Roll by, roll through, bleeding all the pain on the land. Fool's lies, fool's gold, cleaning up the poisonous man. Nothing but a twist of the hand. Rocking up the free world, hell riders fly on by. Lost so many tears, but now my eyes are dry. Staring at a mountain, see a circle in the sky. Try to settle something, dark vulture of pride. Well, thanks, old Sonny, I really believe. And waiting for a raindrop. Lies, fools go, cleaning up the poisonous man. Ain't nothing but a twist of the hand. Roll by, roll on through, bleeding all the pain on the land. Fools lies, fools go, cleaning up the poisonous man. Nothing but a twist of the hand. Thank you.
I would like you both to tell me what spurs you on into a song. Like, do you have something that rolls around in your head for a while and you write down on paper and put music to it, or does the music come first for you, or how's that work? I know everybody has a little creative flow, and why don't you each take a turn and let us know how it works for you.
For me, I guess it kind of can come any of those directions, and sometimes there's a, like you say, a melody or something that's flying around in my head, and think, well, I better do something with that because it seems to be in my head. I might as well do something with it.
Yeah.
And but other times, you know, maybe it's just you hear something and you think, okay, that's a lyric, you know, that or that's something that really seems like you could build a song around it. So I've taken my stab at that as well on Skeleton Key here. It was a lot of visual stuff. There were I have a line there. Wasteland forest with daggers for trees, and it was kind of a combination of going out to burns in the when you go out to a hillside and you have the burn, but you still have the trees in their dagger like which is really a strong visual. And that song's kind of about laying down your pain on the land, I guess. You know, sometimes the outdoors can be such a healing place, so that's a little bit of my process, I guess, or I don't really know what the process is. I just hope another song will come around every once in a while.
Well, you've got a catalog of songs, so yeah, you got a lot going on there, Jim.
I think I just learned the secret.
That was Jim Dyer telling us how he did. Jonathan, is there a process that you go through, or
you know, it's a little different for each tune, but I'm a lyric centric person, and a lot of times my songs start with a line, kind of what, similar to what Jim had said. But on this project, I did actually start a few. I had written the melodies to three of the tracks without lyrics for the first time, which I was kind of excited about because I don't always consider myself a guitar player first. However, each song is a little different. So sometimes I have an idea for the whole tune and I just tackle it, both writing wise, and have some kind of sense in my brain about what the chorus sounds like, and other times it just starts with one word or one line or just a subtle idea in it, and sometimes they turn into something, and 75% of the time they turn into nothing. But
that 25%, that sounds about right. So after you go through your writing and the musical end of it, how do you, now this is just to let our young musicians out there know how they go about going from page to CD. I know that we were talking about this earlier. It used to be you had to get with a recording studio and get a contract and have them do all the footwork, the busy, the promotion end of it and the booking and all that. But now with the internet, it's opened up the world of music to many musicians such as yourself to be able to get yourselves out there. But I know it's still a lot of work. So do you have any steps that you take, I guess what the question is since you have to do all the footwork yourself, do you pull that money out of your pocket, or how do you go about promoting one of these CDs?
Yeah, I think you're onto there with the, it's easier than ever to record yourself and record a demo and have a way of, even layering your music. My suggestion would be, if you're writing songs, to make sure you get them down in some form or another, and hear them and listen back to them and figure out if you want to build on them or if you want to maybe lay them as they are a little bit. But I'd say that that one thing to keep in mind is that there's a reason for a studio and there's a reason for professional mixing and mastering, and you really, if you want to do yourself a good service, you need to at least get in the, get a little bit of an understanding of that sonic world. And so there's definitely still a reason to get into studios, and studios are certainly a lot more affordable today than they ever were. And you're right. Back in the day, it was you have to have a record contract, and it cost so much money to get in and be on recording on tape.
Right. Yeah. And they'd have to camp out in the studio for a week to get all the tracks down and stuff like that. And I know with the home recording systems, that makes it different, where you can have musicians in completely different parts of the country do an album together or put a song together. But that's really cool. I know that it is very important to seek out professionals when you're trying to make that quality sound. I get music sent to me quite often that comes from, I guess you call it kind of garage band type music. You know, people are recording and it's great music, but if the recording quality isn't there, it just doesn't carry out over the airwaves. And even the best music, the lyrics, if it's not presented right, so it just doesn't have that same quality. And yeah, I know that that After Hours recording studio, everything I get from Bruce's is really good stuff. And I would encourage the young musicians out there too to seek that end of it, to that professional end of it. And
yeah,
speaking of which, is that sounds like a good cue in for Miracle Mile Records, your guys' new project. You want to talk about that, Jonathan?
Yeah, well, you've mentioned Bruce Turgeon a couple times, the After Hours Recorders, and he challenges us too, both with sonic quality and making sure we're honing our craft. And he's kind of challenged us to do this next project as well, what we're calling Miracle Mile Records. It's kind of a collective group of folks that have done projects with him. And we're putting them all together into a group. And it's an independent record label for independent artists. And right now it's for existing projects that have gone through and released albums. And we're just soft rolling out the website this week. It's miraclemilerecords.com. And, so far we have a founding group, and they're all regional, all from Shasta County, I would say, correct? Basically projects that have come out of this area. And just looking for new opportunities to get our work out there and kind of, take that next step into, for our music,
right,
as a group. We kind of see it as a strength in numbers. And After Hours Recorders have been a big catalyst to that. And every founding member, too, has provided. We wouldn't be able to do this without anybody on there. It's kind of a music for all of us, I think, is a labor of love. And we're all kind of marching in the same direction, and we're hoping this will attract some more folks to march with us on the journey up and outward.
Yeah, I mean I appreciate the camaraderie, and I think sometimes when you do music, you're in a little bit of a vacuum, and you go out and perform, and you don't necessarily see or are you around other artists. So I think it's like you said, it's a labor of love, and when you are, if you're touring or whatever you're doing, you're spending a lot of. You approach it like your job, but most of us have our other jobs as well, and so it's a nice way to kind of come together in a unified front, I think. And if you like one artist, you may there's a little bit of crossover in the recording world there with us, and so we've played on each other's records and. So you may like the next person over, or if you don't like one, you maybe like the next guy or gal on the other side. So.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the Miracle Mile Records webpage here, and you do have your music, some of your artists up here now, and I'm noticing a lot of the names and recognizing them as they're musicians that have sent music in here to Locomotion and are being heard on KKRN, Nick Champy Band, Matt Magical Land, which is a Jim Dyer's previously released CD, and of course Jim's newer CDs on there, and Tracy Jean Manuel, Muletown, that's Dory Pratt, and Morgan Hannaford, and all those names, they're all
Tracy's on.
All you guys were all Pratt. Together there, huh? Yeah, and gosh, one of the first guys I played sent me his music was David Martin Wheeler. Jim, I know you know David Martin Wheeler, Palisadro musician, and he's the kind of the one that got me started in playing these local guys, local musicians, and it's just taken off from there. And I encourage people to go to miraclemilerecords.com and check out their new webpage and all the information. It'll tell you about them and the artists and some of the contact information and We'll talk about that a little bit more, guys. You want to...
Yeah, so, again, I can't show you anything on the air, but the about page is really what it's about, and check it out. We have a group of founding artists as well as a small group of trustees, and we are all kind of voting members for decision-making, and we have... the key for the independent label idea is to have the support of a studio, which we have with Bruce at After Hours Recorders. We also have the support of Janice Logan, one of our trustees at Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant, which has been just a catalyst for both traveling independent artist acts as well as local live music venue. And then Morgan Hannaford, who is... been just a great musician in the community to promote both music, and a great player himself. And those are our three trustees at this point in time, along with the artists that Shane just rattled off with Nick and Nick Champion, Jim Dyer Band, and Muletown, myself, and Tracy Manuel. And then, what we're doing right now is this a soft rollout. And this year we're just looking to kind of, build a brand, create some attention to get some more artists to join us, form more partnerships, both with businesses and venues and promoters and booking folks. And just like what we're doing today, I mean, Kay Karen's been a huge supporter of all of our music since day one. And, I've talked to the station manager, Bobby, and I've talked to you, Shane, about, just like, this is a perfect fit, where we can kind of help each other out and just to grow more local music awareness and get people's ears on some good tunes that are happening around here. So now on the contact page, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Again.
Yeah. And on the contact page, is where you can get a hold of us. And if anybody's interested in ideas or are joining the team or, want us to consider some other projects or future projects is what we're very interested in as well. There's a way to get a hold of us or send in an email. This point, and that's miraclemilerecords.com.
Well, I'll certainly steer some of the musicians that contact me in your direction. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for some of these local guys to get in that studio, and not only that, to gain from your guys' experience. That's really cool of you. I know that I was noticing on Jim's CD here, the Rembrandts on Red Walls, that some of the names that are on here, and I was just noticing Martha Boyle's name doing the fiddling. Martha, real involved with the Old Time Fiddlers Association, right. California right. State Old Time Fiddlers Association, yeah. Which is real heavy up here in the North State, and heard here on KKRN yeah. as well. Yeah,
she's such a great musician, and her it was just great. It was an honor to have her on the album there, and she has a style that really is a haunting style at times, but her instrument is surely a It's just a nice tone to add to anybody's music.
And I know she's also involved with the Cottonwood Performing Arts Center. She works with a lot of youth.
Has a duo that's fairly active right now called Honeybee. They play live about once a month. Check her out, Honeybee.
Yeah. Is that...
That's with Morgan.
With Morgan, yeah. And I just... first time I met Morgan is when I went and saw Jonathan down in Chico down at Beatniks when you performed with Rita Hoskins.
Morgan and I had a duo that night.
I found out Morgan, he's from Bend, Oregon, outside of Red Bluff there. Bend in California, not Bend, Oregon. Bend, California, right outside of Red Bluff. And I thought that was pretty cool. Another local guy there. It's a great musician. You guys want to play another tune for us?
I think we should.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, well, it's 12:29, and you're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM, Local Motion with Shane, Jim Dyer, and Jonathan Foster, and we're going to play us another great song. Thanks, fellas.
Well, I'm going to, for the first two tracks that I've done, I'm going to play another one that I know Jim knows well, and this isn't related to, that's Capo 2 on this one, and... Yeah, there's a Bobby Bear Jr. song that talks about Nashville, Tennessee, and how the cops carry around capos in case you want to change your key. I'm going to put a capo on. I'm a cheater. But this is an older song. It's not on my last project or my new project, but it's a fun one to play. It's called Rain in July.
Rain in July.
been a long day. It been a long night without you. Oh, well, I'm fading away. So long, farewell, oh well, my lover with those green eyes. My mysterious as the night. Yeah, well, I'm leaving, oh, like the rain, July. And my love, she has the face of an angel. A halo's right above her eyes. And my love, ooh, my love, she has the face of an angel. Smiling like the river's wide. Yeah, well, I'm leaving, oh, like the rain in July. In your eyes, shimmering like the rain on concrete. And on your journey, may you have no pain underneath your feet. And in your soul is thumping just like the world beats. Oh, me, yeah, well, I'm leaving. Oh, like the rain in July. Yeah, well, I'm leaving. So long, goodbye. Been a long day, ooh, a long day, and been a long night without you. Here I am fading away. And so long, farewell, oh well, my lover with those green eyes. Oh, my mysterious is the night. Still smiling like the river's wide. Yeah, well, I'm leaving, oh, like the rain in July. Yeah, well, I'm leaving like the rain in July.
All right, that's a great song, Jonathan. Now, that's a newer tune, too, isn't it?
Well, another new old one.
New old one,
that
yeah.
That one's not coming out on the new project. That was from my very first project where I started really harassing Jim Dyer around town. I've had a couple of full-length glorified demos before my two albums, and that one's from the very first one that was under a disguised name, even called 3 Pound Chub. We don't mention that very often, but that was my first demo, 10-song demo that I exclusively did with Ron Gillette, who plays guitar with me quite a bit. And in that second one, we did two demos together, two full-length demos, and we moved along to do back to that progress for younger folks, or anybody for that matter, getting into it. I mean, YouTube's a fantastic resource, and everybody kind of is listening to music online now in one shape or form or another. But honing your song, honing your craft, and then, you know, building upon it. It depends what you want to do. You know, some people just like to perform live. Some people just like to perform in their shower. You know, I like to sit on my couch and play, you know, first and foremost. And then, but, you know, you grow, you get out, you meet people, and you figure out what you want to do, and shoot, this is a hobby turned upside down for me. But you know,
well, I know you've put a lot of work in promoting your music. As a, how many miles you put on your vehicle last year promoting Rembrandt's on Red? Sabbatical. You went way to the East Coast and back, didn't you?
I've done three tours for that album, and I hope you know, cross my fingers, I get to do something of similar nature for the new project. You know, things have to line up for it. But yeah, I shoot on one of those trips probably 8,000 miles.
Yeah,
that's sell a few records, you know. But it just goes back to, it's what you want to do with it. And there's no right way, there's no wrong way. And you know, we've kind of, you know, Jim and I have a connection on several things, music being one of them. But you know, the recording thing with you know, Bruce is just taking it to a different, just taking your tunes to another spot, and recording process is much different than the live, you know, from open mics to playing gigs and getting out on the road. Sitting and doing a whole project song by song and piece by piece in the studio is a whole other animal on the music side, and that I kind of just started embracing that just as much as getting out there, you know, to play for people.
Now, how about the height of your music? I mean, as far as, I have a young man at home that plays by ear, and I've been trying to encourage him to learn how to read music so he could go in and play with anybody, but he keeps telling me that that's not necessary. Now, I just, I'm not a musician myself, but Is that important to know how, that kind of thing, or to read music, or you just go out there and have learned your instrument and take off from there?
Well, I think there's a lot of merit to doing what this young man's doing, what you're talking about there, and you know, hearing the music the way you hear it and playing it, you know, internalizing the music.
All right.
And I would never discourage anybody from, and some of the most fabulous folks I think we've heard have been players like that. But I think that the thing about learning to read music or getting a deeper concept of it, is it just gives you more tools to work with.
Right.
And you have more tools at your disposal to, as far as a songwriter, for sure. And, you know, but any kind of music, I think you can deepen your appreciation for it by that. Now, that being said, I can sight read on piano very slowly and painfully, so my reading is very limited, and I would never be able to walk into a studio with a guitar chart and you know, be able to ace that at all. So
right, yeah. Well, I think that's where the music starts, from the soul first, and I guess the head part comes later, huh?
I learned to sight read on piano when I was 11 or 12, and I lost it. I put down music for quite a extended period, and when I started learning, I taught myself to play guitar really poorly, and I picked up a lot of bad habits, I'm told, but I never picked up true, you know, reading music as a result, and I always feel somewhat at a disadvantage. So I'd say for younger people, when you're in the learning phase, you might as well. It's just like learning a new language, and it's easier to do when you're younger.
Well, yeah,
sure.
There you go. That's the best argument I could give you.
Let's keep in mind how young we are.
Young at heart, right? Young at heart still.
We're very, very young people here.
Have you both been playing music all your lives, or did you come from a musical background, family? Or?
Yeah, mine was... three kids in our family, and we all played. I played trombone when I was in piano, and my older siblings did play various instruments and piano as well. And similar to Jonathan, you know, always a music fan, and always, but boy, that, you know, that music from my older siblings hitting me through the record player and the needle on the record, and hearing that vinyl of the Stones and the Beatles and, you know, all the greats, Grateful Dead and Dylan and all that, was you know, I mean, what a nice backdrop. And then my father was a jazz guy, so it was, you were getting hit with Benny Goodman and Duke Ellington and all this all the music coming out of the late 60s and 70s from siblings, and so it was a nice combo for me.
Yeah, I have my grandfather would play some Irish tunes, and there's some pictures of me sitting with him, but it was mostly fans. You know, I remember before I could probably talk or walk, I knew all the White Album before. I mean, that was a really important childhood. My mother, she's a huge Stones and Beatles fan, and my dad, Joni Mitchell and Dylan and the band and Traffic, and they had some really good friends that would come over, especially in the summertime. We lived in I grew up in a very rural area, but in the summertime it kind of quadruples in population, and they had some good, really talented bluegrass and folk musician pals, and that came over, you know, and would jam at the house, and I, you know, have vivid memories of that. And even on my last album, not to keep promoting myself, which I do very well, obviously.
That's why we're here.
I even did a couple of tunes of Sam Bragdon, who spent a lot of summers in the same town that I did. So there's, you know, I think it's always subconscious where you pick things up, and you know, music's the same thing for me. But I wouldn't say I had I wasn't singing and playing growing up. You know, some very limited things, like in high school musical solo type of thing. But it really was in college when I started slacking off from studying. And, you know, we had our college band to play at parties, and we could pay our utility bills each month type of thing.
Yeah, well, that's kind of encouraging. I know that I used to say I couldn't play guitar till I saw the guy play for the Pope with his feet. And he was good. So, you know, you can start at any age in life and pick up an instrument and learn. You don't have to start out as a child, but it is easier, I think, when you start young. But
I mean, as my reporter instincts are kicking in here, and I can't let that drop. He played with his feet for the Pope. Is that?
Oh yeah,
did I
yeah.
Miss that?
Oh, that was something. Yeah, it was. It wasn't recent, Jim. This was years ago. No, yeah, not
that's
recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't on my radar.
Not this Pope. The other guy. Yeah. Oh gosh. So you're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM. This is Lost and Found with Shane. Got Jim Dyer and Jonathan Foster in the studio, and having a great time. I see they've got some more songs out here on their list. We do have a program that is regularly scheduled to come on at 1 o'clock, Country Fried Rock, but I'm going to keep these guys in the studio as long as I can. So if we go into the 1 o'clock hour, I hope you're going to enjoy that too. Guys, you want to treat us to another one of your homespun songs?
Sure. I'm going to play a new one that's not on any of my past albums there. You always get excited about new songs a little bit. And this tune is, well, you know, I've got a motorcycle, and I enjoy getting out and going on long trips and camping off this thing. But I also like to ride mountain bikes, bicycles as well. So I'm a two-wheeled freak. And basically the line is for either of those type of vehicles is, you know, keep the rubber side down.
Yeah.
So you hear that a lot. So this tune's called Rubber Side Down. Rolling down the slab, breath of wind in my face, rattle, shake, and buzz, humming hell of a pace. Gotta keep moving, cause I do feel right. Gotta keep trucking past the edge of the night. Carving out the turns, keep the rubber side down. Wings on the mask and a few in my teeth. Whiskey in a flask for some late relief. The patch snakes are melting in the heat of the rays. Diamonds on the highway and a man set ablaze. Carving out the turns, keep the rubber side down. Blood on the highway, roadkill for days. Jimmy in my ears singing purple haze. I'm out
there flying on the scavenger wind. A million miles from nowhere feels like home again. Busted town fades behind my eyes. Half of what I think are just bald-faced lies. But a dusty skid plate will wash it clean again. A mystery stretch of road on a 650 twin. Carving out the turns and keep the rubber side down. Rocking up the slab and keep the rubber side down. Cutting through the dust to kick a rooster tail high.
All right, that was Jim Dyer and do you have a song on one of your other CDs there about a motorcycle ride, don't you?
Yeah, it might be a theme.
Yeah. Good time of year to be on a motorcycle. Yeah. What great weather we're having right now, huh?
So, Shane, this local motion, you're talking about maybe doing this once a month, having some of your artists that you play, having them in studio.
I would like to do that. We've built up enough local people here that are starting to realize that we have this opportunity for them, and... gosh, I'm not real sure about any of the other radio stations in town that are doing anything like this, but I would like to get two musicians in a month. I don't know if I have enough contacts yet, but if you're a local musician and would like to do something like that, you can get a hold of me at shane@kkrn.org, and we'll get hooked up. We have had some of the local people here in the past, and yeah, Jonathan would like to increase that to at least one to two a month, and that kind of saves me on having to put out the music. You know, I sit back and push the buttons and bring the local music to people, and my payoff is when they let me know the day later that their mama heard them on the radio or their kids heard them on the radio, and oh, Shane, you made my mama cry. It's like, all right. So yeah, if you're a local person, you can get a hold of me at shane@kkrn.org, and thanks for that, Jonathan. That little plug.
Yeah. Should we play another tune?
Yeah.
We'll play let Jim get another guitar here. Well, maybe I'll tell a little story behind this. This is a brand new one that I always kid. I've been stalking and harassing Jim for maybe 10 years now, and we decided to go visit some. We've had some transplant friends that have moved from Reading to Portland, and we've done a couple train rides to go visit them. And so the first one, it was kind of a wild ride. There's a bit of a wild group from Eugene to Portland on there. And so we wrote down some lyrics and kind of made up a song about it.
It is quite something to take the train over a long haul. And, you know, it's kind of like sort of like jury duty or something else where you get thrown in with a population and you just hope that that population is, you know, doing okay, and you know, you hope they give you the same courtesy too that you. But yeah, the train up to Portland—that's where this one came out of.
Yeah, it's called "Ride the Train." It will be on the new project, and I even got Jim to play some Stratocaster on it. But we're gonna do the MTV Unplugged version, KKRN Unplugged. Here we go. Come together and leave apart. Our patience is tested right from the start. Well, sorry boys, but we're running late. Punctuality is my middle name.
breakfast champions. We are going for the kill, like Channel and a Hunter, just for the thrill. And every car has its character, every car has its star. We're all headed the same way, and it seems so far. And buy the ticket, take the train. We'll ride the reds north, search for greater things, realizing we control more than you think. And set it up for failure, baby, set it up for fame. You never know until you try, until you will ride the train. Watching the branches out on these snowy hills. Oh, sit back, my friend, you better sit still. 'Cause I feel the restlessness out on this train. Well, oh, smoke 'em if you got 'em, boys, you can't afford to wait. And buy the ticket, take the train, ride the rail. North, I search for greater things, realizing we control more than you think. And set it up for failure, baby, set it up for fame. You never know until you try, until you will ride the train.
A road trip song. I like that. That was nice. Train rides are fun. I have train stories too, but we won't talk about that. We're not not here to talk about my train ride.
Why not?
This is a community radio station. Okay, you're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM, Locomotion Machine, Jim Dyer, and Jonathan Foster in the studio. And having some great fun here. They're talking about their projects and you guys want to talk a little bit about what you have personally going on? Like, I know you both play in town. A lot of the venues are in town. And why don't you let folks know what you got going on this week or next week or here in the near future?
Yeah, well, we kind of consistently play a few different places in town, and including the Vintage Wine Bar and the Post Office Saloon. And then we have plans to get back. You know, Jonathan's going to get on the road this summer, I think, and be promoting his album. And I think we have some loose plans to get out on the East Coast and play a couple shows in New York.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe Western Mass. I'm looking forward to that for sure. We love playing local. But there's nothing like getting out of town once in a while, too. Yeah.
Jonathan, you are from the East Coast, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm from Northern New York, not to be confused with the city Long Island or even upstate, but Northern New York, kind of a region close to St. Lawrence Seaway in the Adirondack Mountains near Lake Placid. It's a little town called Cranberry Lake. And who knows? Maybe there's even somebody listening that knows where that is, or maybe they're from there. But
right. Hey, we stream live. Maybe someone from Cranberry Lake's listening. Well, yeah. Hey, so what happened to your accent?
I think when
Long Island.
My wife said when she met me, I had a Canadian accent.
And oh,
so
really?
Each region funny. In New York has a different dialect. There's Western New York dialect. There's Central New York, Northern New York, Upstate, which is out like the suburbs of New York City. Long Island is different than the Bronx.
Yeah.
And they probably all want to slap me for doing all these wrong. But then you get into Massachusetts, and a completely different voice there too.
We moved here from Alabama, and when I first moved here, kids would walk up to me and just say something. So, yeah, I couldn't tell you from New York, but
Yeah. I've been accused from being from Iowa more than any other place.
Oh, is that right? Well, you've been here.
I always
here.
Figure I'm stuck in the middle somewhere.
You've been up here in the North State for a decade or longer, haven't you?
Yeah, Northern California. Moved in 2001. I've been Redding for 10 years now.
Yeah. And you married a local girl?
I sure did.
Yeah.
No, she was from Sacramento. Oh, yeah. We both moved up here together.
She's a local girl now. You're both locals now. We're glad to have you. Jim, I heard you mention earlier the reporter coming in out of you. You did a gig there for a while besides being a musician, didn't you?
That's right. Yeah. At the Record Searchlight in Redding, California, they have I did the Date magazine, which was the arts and entertainment magazine there for a number of years. And it was a great opportunity to not only write, but also to, interview a lot of folks that were traveling, musicians and artists who were coming around. And being able to talk to some heroes. And, I had a lot of famous phone calls, I should say.
Oh, yeah. The Date magazine, it's still out, but they don't have Jim doing stuff anymore. But
Well, a little bit. Yeah. I mean,
do you still
yet? Yeah, I do a little around the town kind of thing. But it's not the old column where I would torture people with my opinions and things like that.
Well, I have read some of your opinions, and Jim's very civic minded person. Actually, I think it was a week or two ago I played Armed and Ready off of your your Rembrandts on Red Walls CD, and actually had a caller call up and say, "Who was that?" Yeah. So, that was some of them are very political, I would say, or very civic minded, I would say, that more so than political. Huh?
Yeah, I think sometimes when things are on your mind and they're bugging you, that's songwriting is another channel for that, obviously. And
it just makes me think of some of our great American songwriters, John McCutcheon. Some of the people that made the civil rights era, some of the songs that came out of that moved and shaped America. And I like that. I like your civil minded songs. And so do our listeners.
It seems like a very safe place here in the beautiful Round Mountain region.
Right. We're going to take a break here in about another minute to do a few commercial announcements and IDs, and I'll give you guys a chance to get up and stretch your legs for a second if you'd like to, and then we'll come back and do another little, as long as you'd like to stay. You can sing another hour if you can hang with it. I know you guys have got a great repertoire, and a lot of your music is your music just doesn't blend from one song to the next. I just love the variety of the tunes, and so we'll come back here in a couple of minutes, guys.
Sounds good. Yeah, right. We can talk a little bit more about the other artists we're up with, too.
We can do name dropping on this program. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's all good. I want to thank you all for tuning in to KKRN 88.5 FM and Locomotion with Shane. We'll be back in a couple of minutes, but I wanted to let you know that, if you like Locomotion with Shane and some of our other programming, we are a volunteer-based, listener-supported radio station, and one of our goals is to foster positive social changes in healthy communities by entertaining you and informing you and educating you through our diverse music, the culture, news, and public affairs programming. And we can only do that because we are a non-commercial radio station. We are a community radio station. We're funded about 80% by our listening dollars. So if you would like to keep programs like this and other local produced programs, you can go to our kkrn.org webpage, click on the donate tab. It'll take you to a safe and secure site. You can decide how much to give and when to give. And there's other ways you can help support KKRN. You can become an underwriter for your business. And we'd like to have your business and organization promoted on the air. Become an underwriter, a patron. Patrons are people like you that give them hard-earned monies. We're all the time looking for radio personalities, too. If you have the will and desire to put on your own broadcasts, we'll train you and get you on the air and help you develop your show. You can find all this information at our kkrn.org on the information tab found at the top there. And while you're there, why don't you scroll down and check out our program schedule. Like I say, we bring you diverse music, culture, news, and public affairs programming that you'll find nowhere else in Shasta County or beyond. And we do stream live. If you're having a hard time picking us up in the home or in your vehicle, you stream live and do like I do. Listen to KKRN while you're doing your dishes. Okay. And the time is 1 o'clock. You are listening to KKRN 88.5 FM. We're licensed in Bella Vista. Studios up here on Round Mountain. And I want to let you folks know about another venue that is coming to Reading here tonight. Chuck Brodsky will be playing at the Pilgrim Congregational Church in Reading. And it's being brought to you by the Oak Song Society of Preservation of Way Cool Music. Some very cool people that bring you some great music. And we're going to listen to a song by Chuck here as soon as I get it potted up here. I want to let you know that Chuck Brodsky is a singer-songwriter, teller of tales about the ball and glove, life and love. And you can get your tickets now at the Music Connection, which is on Bocelli Lane. And their phone number is 223-2040. You can also get your tickets at the door, but you're going to want to bring cash or a check. They don't take plastic there at the door. And the Pilgrim Congregational Church. It is a Frank Lloyd Wright designed building. And it has great sounds, great tunes, great people, great music. Once again, Chuck Brodsky tonight, Pilgrim Congregational Church. And we'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine.
Yeah.
Here's Chuck Brodsky.
Punto Maldonado, off the Puerto Rican coast. People sometimes stand there and offer up a toast to the greatest baseball player they ever called their own. They went off on a mission and they never made it home. The earthquake was horrific, the aid was pouring in. Roberto helped to organize a whole plane load descent. The Nicaraguan junta had been looting all it could, so he'd fly with it to make sure it got to all the neighborhoods. It would not pass inspection, the plane that he would hire. The pilot that came with it, his license had expired. A local huckster owned it, and I wasn't sure it flew. He kept that to himself, but the paint on it was new. The plane was overloaded, the cargo not secured. Standard operating procedures, they were totally ignored. The engine didn't sound right, said the people on the ground. When it took off for Managua, tried to circle back around. Began to spread, hardly anyone believed. Helicopters hovered all throughout the nights, just above the waters, sweeping with their lights. They never found Roberto, and the search went on for days, frantically at first, till they found his leather case. No one could bear to call it off, so they carried on. But the divers never found him. Roberto, he was gone. Punto Maldonado, off the Puerto Rican coast. People sometimes stand there looking for the ghost, greatest baseball player they ever called their own. They went off on a mission and they never made it home.